Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
But again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, the reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers all across the U.S. They let you anonymously give tips. If you'd like to do that, here's the number, 1-800-22-TIPS. That's 1-800-22-TIPS. Now, I've heard of the show, America's Most Wanted, Alex, but I don't know the story behind this and what you're covering today for Murder Monday.
Yeah, you may remember this show. If you don't, your parents definitely do. It was hosted by a guy named John Walsh.
This is America's Most Wanted. I'm John Walsh. Tonight, we'll ask for your help with one of the Justice Department's top priority cases, and we'll re-examine a case with a $1 million reward.
The show premiered in 1988 on Fox and was the longest-running program in the network's history until The Simpsons recently surpassed it. I didn't know that. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's a long time.
After several successful years on Fox, the show was adopted by Lifetime and lived there until it was canceled in 2013. The show featured reenactments of dangerous fugitives, on-camera interviews, and, of course, its famous host, John Walsh. Because of John Walsh and America's Most Wanted, over 1,200 wanted people have been captured, including several people who are actually wanted internationally, so not just even in the States. What most people don't know is how John Walsh got the gig of hosting America's Most Wanted. After helping solve thousands of crimes around the world, there was one case that John couldn't crack for years, the murder of his own son, Adam. The year is 1981. Her hair is hollow gold. John Walsh's son Adam is 6 years old, and he's the most stereotypical all-American boy that you have ever seen. He's got like tousled brown hair. He's got freckles all over his face. He had recently lost his two front teeth. I don't know if you've ever seen The Blind Side, but he looks exactly like the little boy who plays SJ.
Okay. Yeah,
exactly what this kid looks like, in my opinion. And so you need to look that up. One scorching hot July afternoon, John's wife, Revee, needs to run some errands at the Sears in Hollywood, Florida. And Hollywood, Florida is on Florida's East Coast, right between Fort Lauderdale and Miami, if you don't know. Revee has a couple questions that she wants to ask about a lamp that's on sale. And she notices a big Atari video game display in the store where several little boys are taking turns playing. 10 minutes later, just after noon, Revee turns to the Atari kiosk, but Adam and the other little boys she left him with are gone. Adam's mom asks the manager if they've seen the boys. He tells her that he has, and in fact, when she was just a couple aisles down, an argument broke out amongst the boys when they started to fight over the video game and whose turn it was. A security guard comes over and asks the boys where their parents are. All the little boys apparently said that they weren't there with their parents, so the security guard asked them to leave and stand outside. Well, Adam was just really shy, and he was too shy to speak up and tell the security guard, well, like, my mom's here. She's just, you know, a couple aisles down. And so the security guard just sent him away outside with the rest of them. He just assumed that they were all together there. He had no reason to assume otherwise. So he asked them to leave out of an entrance that was different than the one that Adam had entered originally with his mom, leaving him confused and lost. Revee is in a total panic. She asks the store to page Adam through their intercom system, and she had no sign of him. He was gone. He completely disappeared. She's walking through every aisle in Sears, up and down, leaving the store. I mean, complete, like, no stone is unturned in this store.
I would be freaking out. Just imagine, like, you're looking everywhere.
Yes. She's running up and down, you know, talking to everybody, asking if they've seen her son. And coincidentally, she runs into Adam's grandma in the same store. And so now his mom and his grandma are searching everywhere for him. After looking for him for over 90 minutes, Revee calls the Hollywood, Florida Police Department. when we come back, the conclusion to one of the most famous child abduction stories in the United States history and how this one case ended up being the catalyst that solved so many other crimes.
So can you tell me about the photos you just posted up for today's Murder Monday?
It is a picture of Adam Walsh, the six-year-old boy who we are talking about, actually the son of John Walsh from America's Most Wanted. And his son has gone missing while shopping with his mom at a Sears store in Hollywood, Florida in 1981.
The Walshes launched what's still considered today Florida's largest search for a missing child.
He's our only child, a beautiful little boy, and we just want him back more than anything.
I just want that person to know that we want to help them as well as Adam.
2 weeks pass with still no sign of Adam Walsh. Until one hot August morning when two fishermen come across something floating in a canal alongside the Florida Turnpike near Vero Beach, Florida. It's Adam's head. Mm. Divers searched the canal but couldn't find the rest of Adam's body. While all of this is happening, Adam's parents, John and Reveille Walsh, are on Good Morning America clinging to hope that Adam is still alive.
I am prepared to offer a substantial reward for any information leading to the safe giving up of Adam. And to any of the people out there that might be holding Adam, we are prepared to negotiate ourselves with them for a safe release of Adam.
A $100,000 reward has been posted, but John and Reveille are about to find out that their son had been found, just not in the way that they had hoped. Using just the recovered head, the coroner was able to rule that Adam's death had been asphyxiation and that he hadn't been cut until after death. The state of his remains indicated that he had been dead several days before the discovery of his head. For years, the Walshes have no idea who killed their beloved son. In 1983, the TV movie Adam airs, based on Adam Walsh's story, and it gets 38 million viewers. I don't know if that you can understand that, but that is an insane amount of people for anything on television. I mean,
that's like Super Bowl levels, or
yes,
probably bigger.
It is. It's Super Bowl levels for this movie. It was broadcast three different times, and at the end of each airing, it featured pictures of missing children. There's also a hotline set up for people to call if they had seen any of the missing kids. And because of this, several of the kids pictured were found. Here's what's crazy. One of those missing kids was actually a rapper from the 80s. I don't know if you know who this is, but his name was Busy Bone. And he had been abducted as a child by his stepfather. So after a neighbor recognizes him in the picture at the end of this movie, he actually gets reunited with his mom, which is kind of a really cool side story to this whole thing. A year later, Congress passes the Missing Children's Assistance Act with help from the Walshes, and that is how the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children is born. In the 90s, Walmart and several other stores adopt the term Code Adam as the procedure for a child who goes missing in the store. They use it to train their employees on what to do in the event that a child ends up missing. And Adam's case has the entire, nation in a straight up panic in the 80s. It was a huge thing. Everyone was talking about, my kid's going to get abducted. If you grew up in the 80s or you were a parent in the 80s and you may know about this, it was his case. And then the case of missing child Johnny Gosch, who we've covered in Murder Monday before. If you do not remember that story, you need to go back to our podcast. Just search your Apple Podcast app for The Joe and Alex Show and listen to the Johnny Gosch story, because both of those just made everyone go into a total panic.
Yeah, you couldn't go outside without worrying about your kid getting abducted. And I just, as you just mentioned, I was like, Busy Bone? I'm like, are you talking from Bone Thugs and Harmony? Yeah, he was one of the people that was abducted, but that they were able to find him.
Yes.
That's insane.
Yes, that's who it is. And the thing is a lot of people don't know, 99% of child abductions, by the way, happen from a family member. It's not even a stranger. So a lot of people talk about stranger danger, but you also need to be talking to your kids and teaching your kids about how, you know, it could be someone that you know. That's way more likely to happen.
Maybe that's why I never saw any of my family growing up. My mom was just afraid that something might happen, so we never saw anybody.
So after the success of this TV movie and legislation inspired by his own son, John Walsh teams up with Fox to make the successful show America's Most Wanted. He's instrumental in helping Elizabeth Smart get rescued and even gets to meet Elizabeth and her family once she was home. That's a huge case in United States history. John and Reveille continue to have three more kids after the death of their son, Adam. And then after over 20 years of not knowing knowing who killed their son, they finally get some answers. So police concluded that a convicted murderer who had died in the late 90s named Otis Toole was who had killed Adam. And he had actually admitted to killing Adam in like 96, but right before he died. But police dismissed it because the thing about this Otis guy is he was just a crazy person.
So he just would say whatever.
He would say whatever. And he also admitted to several child murders and abductions that they determined had never happened. So they were like, well, this is just another one of those things that he's like admitting to, but he didn't actually do. And so they ended up deciding way later, like in the late 2000s, only a few years ago, that he actually did kill Adam. And that he actually told the story. He said that on a hot 1981 July day, he was driving his white 1971 Cadillac through the Sears parking lot when he spots Adam. He opens the door and promises to give him toys and candy. And once Adam is in the car, he speeds off north on Interstate 95 towards his home in Jacksonville, Florida. At first, Adam is calm and compliant. But after they drive for a while, Adam starts to panic. So Otis punches Adam until he's unconscious. He drives to a deserted road and notices Adam is still breathing. He strangles him with his seatbelt and drags him out of the car where he takes a machete to him.
Ugh.
He kept his body in an old refrigerator where he eventually incinerated it, leaving no evidence for police. The Walshes claim, even to this day, that Hollywood police did a total botch job on their son's case. Listen to this. The police department lost the machete that he had used on Adam. They lost the car and the carpet from the car that had Adam's blood on it.
How do you lose
zero
all that?
Evidence. That's what
How
I'm saying.
How do you lose that?
So this is where it gets interesting. So they lose all of the evidence for this case. And so a lot of people now think that not only did Otis possibly not even kill Adam, but that Adam is still alive somewhere. And so when Adam went missing, they posted this picture of him everywhere. You can see the picture on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. It's a picture of him in his baseball uniform. It had only been taken just a few days before he went missing. And you can see clearly that he has two front teeth that are missing. You know, he's a six-year-old boy, so he's lost his teeth. Well, when his head is found, he has one tooth fully grown in his head. And so a lot of pediatric dentists were like, well, this is literally impossible. A tooth doesn't grow that fast. So there's a huge conspiracy around this case where people are saying, like, you know, the police just wanted to put an end to this because John Walsh is a celebrity. They wanted to say that they were able to find a son, even though they couldn't. They blamed it on this dead serial killer who can't even speak for himself anymore. And they said that, you know, the head that was found wasn't even Adam's. There's a whole bunch of stuff on this. And I would highly encourage you, if you thought this case was interesting and is interesting, to go back and listen to that Murder Monday podcast on Johnny Gosch if you haven't heard it. But yeah, that is Murder Monday today. We do this every single Monday at this time on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. That is the Adam Walsh story.
I'm even more confused now than I was before you began.
I know.
So
I'm sorry.
Is it him or not?
I know. It's crazy. So
oh my gosh.
You can comment and say what you think. Do you think that Otis Toole did kill Adam and that was his head that they found? Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. You can comment under the picture of Adam Walsh or tweet us at Joe and Alex Show, hashtag Murder Monday.